So just as this great line from the first reading, as King David is about to die, he tells his son, take courage and be a man. And then he goes on to tell him to be faithful to the commandments, to the mandates of God. I wonder how many problems in our world, in our church, could have been avoided if more fathers were given their sons the same instructions, to take courage and be a man. We can imagine that was kind of the same sentiment that Jesus gave these 12 as he sent them out. And we have this beautiful image of Jesus summoning them to himself and then sending them out. You know, so we constantly see this in the scriptures. You know, this apostolic mission of going out. But we always go out from the heart of Jesus. And before he sends us, he calls us to himself. And each one of us is called in a special way with a vocation to firstly to the heart of Jesus and then go out with a particular mission to share the same message of Christ. Because that's what they said. They went off and preached repentance. The same message of John the Baptist, the same message of Jesus. His first words in this Gospel of Mark, repent and believe in the gospel. Change your life. Allow the good news to animate everything about your life and go. Believe. And then they did these amazing works, but they weren't allowed to bring anything with them. So we see here the poverty and the humility that's required of a disciple. You know, they couldn't even, if someone had given them an extra piece of bread, they had no place to hold it. They were completely dependent on the providence of God in the present moment. And when we live within his heart, when we entrust ourselves to him, this is what he does. He gives us this confidence, this humble confidence, that whatever happens, he's there, he provides, he sustains. This beautiful, beautiful message we have in the gospel today, which we can imagine animated the lives of St. Paul Miki and companions, these great saints, these Japanese martyrs that we celebrate today. In the mid-1600s, these 26 martyrs were martyred, were killed for their faith. You know, just a few years after St. Ignatius of Loyola, one of the founders of the Jesuits, made his way to Japan and established Christ there on that land. These men who were taking courage and being men and spreading the faith and holding fast. You know, the Japanese soldiers made them walk over 400 miles to their crucifixion. They were crucified. 400 miles. That's longer than from here to Miami. And they walked. And they did so joyfully because they were able to suffer for Christ. And the whole time during their martyrdom, they were saying the name of Jesus and Mary. And St. Paul Miki said, I don't hold this against my persecutors. I pray that even the emperor himself turns to Christ. And what a beautiful testament to the power of Christ. And not long after they martyred them, the Japanese officials martyred them, they closed the country to any foreigners. No one was allowed to enter into the country until 200 and something years later in the 1800s. And so finally, the foreigners came back. Finally, the Christian missionaries were allowed back in Japan, and they thought they had to start over from scratch because they saw no signs of the faith. But once they entered into the community, once they gained the trust of the people, they found the faith thriving without a priest, without the sacraments. These people were believing in Christ, knowing that one day he would return. And because the priests were celibate and they came from Rome, the Japanese knew that they were the true missionaries of Christ. Because this is the image that Paul Miki and his companions, those early Christian missionaries to Japan, instructed them on the beautiful gift of celibacy and the church which was founded in Rome. And so when we put all this together today, we pray for that grace to hear God calling us, summoning us, each one of us, to his heart. And we pray for the courage as he sends us out to be faithful, even in the midst of persecution, even if we have to walk 400 miles, to do so with joy because we're with Christ. And if we do this, if we're faithful to him, we can entrust the legacy of the faith to those who come after us. Each one of us is called to give our life for Christ in a blood martyrdom or a white martyrdom. But each one of us is called. So let us answer that call with courage and then go out and spread this good news. Amen.